So Meister, Taiz asked the question, Alocha Tzadiki Matzvon Koshrein, Taima that we find Yehuda ben Taboy, Shover Geit Zayman Beperakam Demakis, Revishmol Shekor Vitek Beperakam Beperakam De Shabbos, we find the Motzanein Amurim, did something wrong. So why do you say this cloud of Hashem doesn't bring up the call against the Pahima, Avar Nat Tzadikim? So one Taiz says, we Amurim the Daf, to meet the Yachila, and of course, Baruch Hamei with the Kola Yodan. Only the Tzadik should not eat something that's also. And Taiz says, Sheginahi le Tzadik Shechodav Yisr. That's the big Ginai. So kids here also, it's a Shalom that ate something wrong. They ate the right with the wrong Shechita. So that was Rebzera's right. They said they sure heard about it, and they were not Makavlet. Now the question is, the Gemara goes right on that Vovam and Aleph and says, Vee Sakot Tzadik, and tell me and think, that like Kiblu Menei, that Rabbi Zera was not Mekabah from Rabbi Yaakov, that the Pshat Rabbi Gamliel made the Gzera against the Kusim. He made it Legamri Yoso, if you tell me it was not Mekabah like that, but rather what? That he only hold that Rabbi Gamliel made the Gzera, not teach from a Kusi, from a Shechitas Kusi, where a Jew is not watching over him. But when a Jew is watching over him, then it's motivic, even according to the Konis Rabbi Gamliel, is so Lishnalei. See, when Rabbi Zera saw that these Amroim ate from the Shechitas Kusi, he should have answered back, Kan she Yisroelam Agabov, Kan b'shein Yisroelam Agabov, that there's no stira. That the reason why Rabbi Yechonin ate from the Shechitas Kusi was because there was the Yisroelam Agabov. And that's when Gamliel of Bezdina made a takono, that's where there's no Yisroelam Agabov. So wouldn't there be any kasha to Rabbi Zera? And the law, isn't this the proof that Shemamina Kiblu Minei Shemamina, that Rabbi Zera was Mekabal of Rabbi Yaakov, Baridi said, that when Gamliel made a takon against the kusim, he made it legamri, that a shchitas kusi is like a shchitas of an akum, that is possible, even if Yisrael lo zamin agabav, still the shchit is possible. Now the Gemara explains, O my taima goes with Rabbonin. How can the Rabbonin made a gzeir against the kusi, the shchit of a kusi? So Gemara says, Ki hod Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, that shadre Rabbi Meya liasu yechamro mivei kusoyi. That's it. That Reb Shimon ben Elozer once sent Rabbi Meir to get him, buy him some wine from the Kusim. He sent him to buy some wine. What happened was, Ashkecha, the Hugasaba, when he went to buy the wine, so he found an older person there. And Omele, this older person said to Rabbi Meir that he told him over this Pasuk in Mishlei that says, V'samta sakin b'layecho, in bal nefesh oto. Means put a knife to your throat if you're about nefesh. In other words, means to stay away from here. So he meant to say, Mustama, that this wine is treif, you're not allowed to eat it, and therefore stay away from the wine. So the Mura says, the Meister was that Holach Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer v'sofa dvorim lefnei Rabbi Meir. So I mean, the Meister was the opposite way. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer was sent by Rabbi Meir to buy wine. And this Saba said to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. So after he told him, now Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer went back and told over to Rabbi Meir what happened. That was the story. So Holach Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer is sofa dvorim lefnei Rabbi Meir. And at that time, the gozer aleim. Now they made exerva, they gave a din, the kusim abalocha, like an akum, that the wine is yainesech, the shchitu is posel. So Mor says, my time, and what's the reason they made exerva? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, demus yoyne, motzelhem brosh hagrizim. They found the form of a dove on top of the mountain of hagrizim, shoev de moisa, that they worshipped it, the makabal l'shem avoyde zoro. So kids say they found the kusim worshipping Avodah Zorah. So Rashi speaks out, it's only those kusim that were on a hard grizim. They became mumim lavos chovim. The afagav, the rov kusim, lav miha grizim, or rovinim was not. But still, the Gemara soon going to say, Remele time with the chayesh lemute, he's chayesh lemute. So that's what the Gemara says now. And Rabbi Meila time, Rabbi Meila goes according to his own reasoning. Remele time, the chayesh lemute, he's chayesh even from it. That the Gemara in Yevamis says, "Vakon nuktano echotzim lomiyavnin." That's where Meir Shita becheshit for the miyut. That's a soros. Siros to his cheshit for the miyut of kusim that worship the avodah zarah. The goza ruba otom yuto. He made exer upon all the kusim that they all have alocha like a goy because of the miyutim that were mumrim lahar lamumrim lavodah zarah. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinai also namikra Meir Svilhu. They also hold like Rabbi Meir. Therefore, there were Goyzer, Reuben, all the Kusim, Otto, the Mutim, that were Otto, and Avodah Zorah. Now the Gemara says, though, but Pashtu the Kroh, Pamaik Siv, what is the Pashtu Pshah in this Pasuk of Mishlei? What is it talking about?
So when it says something about the Talmud, Hayesnuch Nei Rabbi, about a Talmud when he's sitting in front of his Rebbe, he goes, the Tony Rebbe Chir, Rebbe Chir learned the Brice like this. The Vosik says, that Ki Seishev Lulchoim, Es Moisho, Bin Tovin, Es Ashelefonecho. That if you sit down to eat bread, is a moishim, is with the ruler, so understand well who you're sitting it from. And then the pasuk says, "V'samto sakim loyecho imbal nefesh ato, imbal nefesh ato." So it means like this: Im yodeya talmid barabai, sheyodeya lahachzel loytam bin. If the Talmud knows that his Rebbe is going to be able to answer the question, then ask the question. Rashi says, "Sure, then ask the question." But v'im lav, if you know or you're afraid that the Rebbe will not be able to answer the question, v'im lav, tovin es ha-shelefonecho, means know who's in front of you, and then v'sam t'sakim b'leyecho, and then like put the knife to your mouth. In other words, then be quiet. In bal nefesh ato, is pirashemenu. So the end of the pasuk Rashi says means v'im bal nefesh ato, means but if you really want to know the answer, you're not satisfied, and you can't ask this rav the question, then the answer is, Porish himenu, go away from him and ask somebody else the question. But again, here by this Rebbe, if you know he can't answer you, so do not embarrass him and do not ask the question. Do not ask the question. That's supposed to be v'sam t'sakim b'leyecho, means that if you know he can't answer it, be quiet, do not answer. Do not ask. But if you want to, ask for somebody else. Now the Gemara says, no, the mice happened that Rebbe Yitzchak ben Yosef, Shadra Rebavuah, Rabbi Avua sent Rabbi Yitzchak of Rabbi Yosef la'asuya chamim ve'kusoi to get some wine, fetch some wine for him from the kusim. His ashkeches, Rabbi Yitzchak of Yosef found who sab an older person there. Omalei, so the older person told him, "Less kan shomer Torah. There's nobody here that's a shomer Torah. In other words, do not take the wine from me. It's not kosher." So holach Rabbi Yitzchak v'sofat dvom ofnei Rabbi Avua. He went back and told Rabbi Avua. Rabavua now went and told over what the Sabbah said about the Kusim in front of Rav Ami and Rabasi. And at that time, they did not move from there until they made them complete Goyim. They gave them a din like Avdi Kachavim Gemurim. So more said, Lamai, what's this extra lashon of Avdi Kachavim Gemurim? Which halacha? We had this halacha already that the Rabbi Gamliel Vezdinoi made exer that kus shchitas akum is poslan the yain is yain nesach. So the Gemara says true. Gozubu rabbonin inu yain nesach mihosam gozubu rabbonin made exer over there. So the Gemara says true. Inu gozer. Like Rabbi Gamliel Vezdinoi taka made the exer. But vle kiblu minayu klayso is not makabelit. They were not makabel the gzera, but also Rav Ami Rav Asi, they came gozu, they made gzera that a kus is like a goy to kiblu minayu, and their klaiso was makabel from them. Rashi says the kiblu minayu loyshol gedolim emenu elishibadoyra shemayel lerotz makabel layim lifrosh minakusim lefishoy regilim them vodera Rav Ami Rav Asi efshlem lifrosh. Times of Rav Meir was hard to be perished. They were used to doing all the work with them. But later on, Ravam and Ravasi was easy to be perish, so then Klaiso was Makabal the Takona. But that's this new Takona that Kusim Abaloch like a goy. So Mora says, "My Oidik Chavim Gemurim, what's this extra lotion? There's a goy gomer. Tvita min Yishchitis Poslan is Yain Esach. Om Rab Nachman by Yitzchok, Levato Rishus, Velitain Rishus. Pehilchas Ervin, he has loch like a goy." Rashi says, Levato Rishus, im da Kusim Amovui. You have to rent off his place. Until you rent, and that's luck like Avdi Kachavim. That if a Jew lives with an Avdi Kachavim, v'shachach v'nosim beriv, emnei amovoi, v'dari moyim, and yasas on them, sabayi Jew the locher is his mavatlis v'shus. But Avdi Kachavim, if you have a goy living in your courtyard, the only answer to make the eruv is to rent off his part. So also the kusi has luck like a guy, you have to rent off his part, he cannot stand being mabatlet. Ukratanya, like we learned, Yisrael mumo, so it depends. If the Jew that does averis, misham mishabat b'shuk, if he's still a shomer Shabbos, if he has to openly, he's not mechala Shabbos, mabato rishus v'noisim rishus, he has luck like a Jew still. He could be mabatlet rishus to the rest of the b'nei chotzer, or and give his rishus, the matano. But let's say a person of a shein or misham shabbat b'shuk. Let's say a person that's mechal shabbos b'fahesia. Openly in the shuk is not a shem shabbos. Then he has locha like a goy, and therefore the din is ain the mevatar reshus for noisim reshus. He cannot be mevatar reshus. He can't give us reshus. Why? Because it was said, Yisrael, if you have a locha like a Jew, then noisim reshus. You can give your reshus to somebody else. Atzeres matana. Or else mevatar reshus. Sometimes you can mevatar your reshus. Not to ask it on the rest of the Bnei Mavui. But if you have talking about a goy, then if you have a goy living in the same courtyard with you, then you have to rent his property, his rights in the courtyard. Kate said, what's the locha? By a Jew, if he says, I'm giving it you for a present, I'll be mevatel my shus, it's good. You don't have to be zeichur it from him. By a goy, you have to be zeichur it from him. Now the Gemara says, Reb Zeira Rabasi, Ikloy Lepundako, they went into this inn, in the eye. So Isla Kamayu Beit, and they brought in front of them eggs. Hamatsumakas, Rashi says, the mean Sluyas Harbe was roasted well, Loshim Stamik Biyofaloi, and it had wine behind. Rashi says, Viachakach, Orva Vatol from behind, they beat it up, these eggs, in wine. V'yikah b'yayin, Rashi says, Mishum demai. Now the wine has a shah of demai. There's Amoratzim bought it. We have a shash, remember, they didn't take off Maitris. So, V'hochah, Rashi says, Mishum delesse b'yayin, the first of all, demai was not then, it was mixed up into the eggs. V'ayidei terubais, ayis l'kamayu. Therefore, l'chosh k'masayu, therefore it wasn't chosh for the yisra of demai. Since it was a terubis mixed up, and it was not then. So again, so the Gemara says that, Reb Zera, L'yachav Zera, did not eat from this. But Ravasi, Yoch Ravasi ate from it. So, Malay Rav Zeira Ravasi, Rav Zeira said back to Ravasi, Flechai Shmala Terubas Demai, how come eating from this wine? So, who is the Shal of Demai in this wine? Or Malay said back to him, listen, Lama that toy, you take it right, they made a mistake, I didn't realize it. So, therefore Ravasi, like had Hatcharota, that they ate from it. Om Rav Zeira said, Ev Shagozal Terubas Demai, Omestai Milsali Rabasi, Lamechali Suroi. So Rav Zeira said like this, that most probably there was not really also what Ravasi ate, because it was really a Gzerim the Rabbanan, not even Tit Demai, Ade Terubais. How would it be possible, Omestai Milsali Rabasi, how would it be possible that Kodesh Baruch would let like Rabasi eat the Yisra? Lamechali Suroi. And this is the Klal of Hashto Behemton Shot Tzadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Tekol Al Yodon Madach Tzada the Behemoth. We'll see the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let a Tekol something bad happen to him. He did not eat anything awesome. So Tzadikim Asmul Makoshke Veshor Veshor Tzadikim will not eat something that's awesome. So therefore Abzera said Mestamas like Avasi that there's no Gzer of Demai but Mokam Terubas like this one guy from Rashi. So Morris says Nofak Abzera went out Dok and he checked the Ashkech and he found the Tzadam learned like this. If you buy wine to put it into marayis, into some food, or in a tochaluntis, another type of a drink, like vegetables, they have different things mixed up there together, or else kashinun, lasais mehen, tchinun, Rashi says tchinun is meichel shagristin type of beans, vetavlin, morovins mixed up together, or else adoshim, if you buy lentils, lasas merimisisin to make this type of a food, pikitsu, there's all type of like demise, they were mixed up in other foods, the borat amanas to use it mixed up. So, chayim mishum demai. When you buy it, you're supposed to take off demai, you have to take off maisris. We ain't tzorach loyma mishum vadai. And avadai, if it's vadai, avadai have to go trumas and maisris. We ain't atzlo mutarim, v'nei shein tarubois, legoz ala tarubois. Demai, but the maisif was already put into the dish. Now when you have this food that's mixed up with the other foods, now the maisif is no gzera. It's mutetit tarubis of demai. So that's the Rari of Zera said, Mestam, that was the reason why Rav Asi Tak ate from it. Like Kosh Boko, like otherwise we have not let him do the Issa. So that's the law, even though Lachatkili is supposed to take off demai from these type of foods by itself, but once it gets mixed up with the other, with tarubis, then legozu al tarubis. Samar says, is this true? But at time you would learn like this. We learned, Hanoisen l'shich nosoi, iso lafos. Let's say you don't have an oven in your house. So you take your dough, and you give it to your neighbor that she should bake it in her oven. And she's not Moritz. as Hanoisin Lishichnosoi Isalapois, a Rosh Kadev Lavashal, he gives you a pot of cholin that she should cook us for. You don't have a stove. So Locher is Eina Choshish. You don't have to be Eina Choshish Lisor Vitavlin Shabo. You don't have to be afraid about the sword, the sourdough that's inside, or the spice that's inside it. Loimishum Shvius. You don't have to be afraid that she put in some spices that has a nisa shvius on it, has nisa meiser on it. You don't have to be afraid. Blessed the chiddush is in the choshes shem hechlif. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe she switched it around. For nos that she put in her own stuff. The fi shein chashud amalagezel. So therefore, mistam, if you gave her, so she did what you gave her. You don't have to be afraid. She switched around. Therefore, you have a right to say she only used your ingredients and still kosher. But what's going to be? The yim omar lo, aseli mishalachi. But if you tell her, listen, I'm giving you the dough, and you put in your own sourdough, but I'm giving you a pot, and you put in your own spices, then choshes lisor, you have to be afraid about the sourdough she used. Maybe it's still tevel, maybe it's demai. The tavlin shabo, and the spices she used, you have to be afraid, mishum shvius. Maybe there's nisa shvius on it. Maybe she used the produce that was grown on Shemitah. So that's special kedusha on it. Or mishum ice, you have to be afraid also of the mai. So the question is why? When she gives you back the dough or the dish, even if she put her own spices, but it's batarubas, it's a mixture already. So even if she used the spices of the mai, it should be muta. And then you say, no, you have to be afraid, it's the lasa. So we'll just do two tzim. Shani yosin here is different. Techivun de ko'oma lo asili mishalchi. Since she told your neighbor, you put in your own spices, is command or be a dime dome. It's like you took spices of demai and mixed it in. There's no heta. There's only heta if you have a food already that's a mixture, you'll not eat it. But you're not allowed to take demai and mix it in and be mavata, that you can't do. There, since she told her like to put in her own spices, therefore it's also. Rashi from another side, Rashi says like this, that Shani's or the tavlin sourdough and spices are different to a timey of it, that they're made to put taste into this food, and therefore the svar is the time of the bottle, that the time is not bottle. That's not called the good tarubis. When do we say demai is mutib tarubis if it's like bottle there? But over here, where you put in the same spices, that you always taste the spices, here it's considered like it's den. Rashtaka says the time of the bottle, the fishu mesatin hakril. It fixes those things in the puika. If you put heap of spices in, there the wine is not the ikar. Gefort, the ikar is the eggs. Even though it gives a little bit of taste, interesting. But spices, that's called the ikar. So therefore, spices is like it's not a bit terubus at all. That's the main thing here. Furthermore, now olachluf olacheshin is the true what he's saying in the first case. Where you give her your dough, or you give her your spices, so it's mutum, we're not afraid that maybe she changes it around and use her own, as she used yours and instead put her own in. I go, now learn like this. Hanoi's saying, lacha moisai. If you give something to your mother-in-law to cook for you, so maisa reshu noisana, what you give her before you give it to her, you have to take off truma samaisis, because you have to be afraid she's going to exchange it and use yours. The reshu noisana, what you receive back from her, you also have to go through Mesamaisus. Why? Because we're afraid your mother-in-law, if you give her a dough to bake, she'll change it around and she'll use your dough and give her back her own dough. So see, we're afraid of Machlefes. Shechashuda Machlefes. Hameskalkal. They're afraid if something goes bad, she doesn't bake it so well, so she won't give you the bad one, she'll keep it, and she'll bake a new one for you. So you see, we are afraid that she'll change it around. So Gemara says, Hosma over there is different. By your mother-in-law, it's different. Okay, the time to time, there it has a clear reason why. Omer of Yuda, Roitzi bat konas bita, or boisha michasna. Like she wants to make it good for her daughter, but she's afraid of her son-in-law. So therefore, a case where you gave her the dough, and she baked it, she burnt it, so she's embarrassed to say she burnt it, so therefore, and she still wants to give good stuff. So there we're afraid she'll exchange, and she'll keep the burning one for herself, and to give to the son-in-law the good one. The attack is of Shash. If she's an Amoritz, you have to take off two Mesamaises both ways. But somebody else, maybe not. So Marthos says, that's true. Only Alma Leichasin is the truth. Other people are not afraid that maybe she'll change it around. Your Tanan will learn like this. Hanoistein, the Puntukiyais, that if you give something again to your innkeeper, Hanoisna Pundukois, so Hanoisna was a Shaloi Meiser, Eshunoisin law, the Eshunoit Lemeno, the same thing. Whatever you give her, you have to make sure you took off Trumas Meisers first, because you have to be Shash. Maybe she's an exchange in each yours, and whatever she gives you back, the innkeeper, also you have to take off Trumas Meisers. Because we're afraid that she'll change it around. Machlefes. So who you see, people do change around what you give them. In fact, on the first price it says you don't have to be afraid. So this is also, Hosam Nami Maria Viyomra. Here also, she'll be Maria Hetef for herself, and she, if she bakes it, she may keep what she bakes first and give back something else. Yeah. So Maria says, why? Rashi says, Hosam Nami L'Toyvi Miskavenis. Vod L'Toynabal Miskalkun Mishum Defil L'Toy Miskalkun Nami. In its stone and alechem, kodim shoch lo machlefes lo demora haro, nareshe lo teva ni yuskavanti babe rav, lechamimi. As the Magmor says, the case here is also nami murra, she's murra hepe, she gives hepe to herself, yom, just like this. Babe rav, like Mestama, the innkeeper, she has like tamidim, tamid chomim, that learn yeshiva, are sleeping by her. In the inn, so she wants to be nice to him, she says like this, lecho chamimi, let them eat the hot bread, yono echo kriri, I'll eat the cold one. In other words, that true, they gave her bread, dough to bake. Could be she baked it first, but by the time they came back, it cooled off. So social, she's married to say, you know what, I'll eat this cold one, and I'll bake new fresh one for them. So she also means it for the toiv of the baby rav, therefore they have to be afraid that maybe she exchanged around. And therefore, what you give her first, you have to make sure it took off Trumas Meisers, because it may end up she's going to eat it. And when you take back from her, also you'll take off Trumas Meisers. Yeah. The more says, well, still, is it true that by a regular person we're not afraid for exchanging? Knows without a het, if they're not murder heto, then they won't do it because they won't steal. Is that true? The Yotani will learn like this. Eishes chover toichenis imeshes amorts. An eish an isha of a chover v'tam chochem. She lada toichenis, she can help another, her neighbor, another wife of an amorts, to toichenis to grind up, to use the grinder. Rashi says, "Nesayes lahanik eser rechaim the grinder, he shituchenes nesatvua when she's grinding up the wheat with the amoritz wheat." Yeah. So the eshes chover could help out the eshes amoritz, but bizman she tmei only when she's tmei is this. Rashi bizman sheshes chover tmeia lek lemechesh shema tishkach v'tim techpia. When the tmei and the gidul liga b'ma she yasuka bo shema titmo stama medes rechayk vila noga. As if the eshes chover is tmei herself, so she's used to not touching the dough, not touching the wheat, not to be matamrit. So she helps them use the grinder there, the millstone. She'll stay far away from the food itself, so we're not afraid she'll put it into her mouth. Avloy bisman she teira, but if the eshes chover is tor, then she's not allowed to help out her friend grinding her wheat, because you have to be afraid while she's grinding she may take some wheat and eat it. Now this is an eshes of an amoritz, so you have to be afraid of the mai. See, we're afraid of mechlefes, like with kechuraf zela. If you tell me before we're not afraid you'll exchange, means you don't take somebody else's. See, why are we afraid this eshes chover will take some of the wheat that doesn't belong to her? So what do you see? No, they'll still exchange, they'll still take somebody else's. We have Shimon Alozer right now. Arp is man she tumeya, even when she's tummy the eshes chover, still lo titchoin, still she's not helped out her neighbor grind the wheat. When they shechaver to nesenes lo yecheles, because still her friend may give a teat. So, and she gives it to her, the pshat is also with a little bit of gzela, because it belongs to her husband. So Rashi says, shechaver to nesenes lo yecheles, almo shechashu de lignoif, misho baila, see the other wife will steal from her husband. Olach les chaverto. Now the eshes chover alpha pi shena regila lo lecho gezel lo lecho dobe shena musha chashinu lo shichro. Maybe she'll forget. The yovel inish diminish viyocho my di yovel. If somebody else gives you, the more you make mistakes and eat it. But call upon him, we see here that this eshes of the amoritz, she's chashinu to be gezel, she'll steal from her own husband and give to a friend to eat. Since so, let's be afraid for chalufim also. That she'll exchange what somebody gave her and give back something else. As I'm going to ask the question, Hashba migzal gozlo chalufa miboy, madach where you have a chashash that maybe she'll steal from a husband, so for sure she'll just exchange something from somebody else that's less than gezel. So how did we say before, a stama person is not exchange? Reb Yosef, no, hosam nami, mayro v'yom, he was also afraid that this eshes the two wines will be more heter, a special heter here. So like this Viomro, Tura Medisha Kochel. The listen is not worse than if you have an animal when it's threshing, he'll not eat from it. So I get here also to say, listen, if my friend has helped me work, Bishashi's working, she'll not eat. Rashi says, the zoo hoilo masayei oisom, that's not called gezel. So that's why the Gemara heta both work, they can't eat. So it could be where there's no real heta to take it, we're not afraid of chlufei, they'll change it around. Koch. Mosel hayed Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoruz ben Chomov Shurabi Meya. Lefnei Rebbe in front of him, he said over Eidus like this in front of Rebbe, that our Rebbe Meya said about Rebbe Meya, Shochal och olo shal yerek bebeishon. He ate a leaf, a vegetable leaf, a leaf or vegetable that's added in Beishon, in this place. Starting to say he ate it without taking off Trumas and Maisus. Rashi says, so now I'm going to show you because both of them have the call we bring this mind for. Rashi says, olo shal yerek, he ate a leaf of a vegetable, and he didn't take off Trumas and Maisus first. So he ate it in this place, Beishon. And so we hit the Rebbe as Beishon kula al yodoi. Rebbe said the Mestoma this Beishon, you let eat the vegetables there without taking off Trumas and Maisus. Was Rashi says, Yekhtabur in Meya, laf not called Eretz Yisrael hi. O Maisa dogam chutz lorets hu noig mit Rabbonin. Hoyul veretz diraisa. Avo Maisa yerek, that in Eretz Yisrael soni mit Rabbonin, son chutz lorets not even also mit Rabbonin. So if we was not to you, Titus Yerek. That was the Maisa. And Rashi speaks out to the Titus here, Kaimalon, we hold that Maiser Dogon the Yeraisa, the Yerek Rabbonin, the Dusha Achron of the Ezra, Kitshaf the Yoslov, the Dusha Zeh. So the Dogon and Eretz Yisrael is Midiraisa. Tilkatoni hit the Rebbe as Beishon Mechlau, the Shah Makarim is Noigabem, other Makarim is Noig Issa. And the Eretz Yisrael is still Noig Issa. Just here the Beishon Halok, like Chutz Loretz, therefore he held it was Mutter. Therefore, when Rebbe heard this, Vit Rebbe is Beishoin, a Kuloi, al Yoda, because of this Maisa. When he heard that Rebbe Meir ate from it without taking off Trumas and Maisas. Shemor says, Chibru Olov Ochiv Ubeis Oviv, that his brothers and his father's house came and almost said to him, listen, Mokum Shavoy Secho, the Yavisai Vesecho Noga, but Yisrak up until now, all the fathers, all the Yidden, when the Yisra was displaced Beishon, they held Mashma was, had a Chelik of Eretz, has a Gushis of Eretz Yisrael on it. Is that the Tinnik Beheta? Now you want to. Now you, Rebbe, you want to be Matu. How could that be? As up until now, we were Noig by Yisra. How could you come and say such Kiddush that's Muta? So that didn't bother Rebbe. The Gemara says, Dorish Lehen Mikrazir. So Rebbe got up and Nash in this poster. It says in Melachim. It tells a poster like this. It says a poster called the Kitas. Nechash and Nechoshes, they finally chopped down, broke down Nechash and Nechoshes. Asher also Moshe, Moshe Beinu made. Kiyad, Yom Mehemo, Yubnei Yisrael, Mekatrin Loi. Riku Loi Nechushtan. As a Klai Yisrael used to worship at the Shem Avoy de Zora. Therefore they knocked it down now. Rashi said it's going on, Bechizki, Yom Melech Yudik said, the Chizki knocked down that this Nechash and Nechoshes that they're worshiping then. The question was, Esher Bo Asov Loi Biro, Asher came before ready to knock down all the Avoy de Zoras. Boy, yourself and yourself, it also came to knock down all the Avodah Zorahs. Ulaibiru, they did not knock it down. Ulaib call Avodah Zorah, Shabbalam Asa, Yeshavah Biram. All the Avodah Zorahs that were in the world, Asya and Yeshavah knocked them down. So how could it be the first leader of Chizkiyol, Hamelech Yudah, knocked it down? Elu, what do you have to say? Mokem and Ichulay Avodah this Gadaboy. There's a place that left over, the others left over something for the children to become great with. Rashi says, "Kishu yavoi b'neinu achreinu im lo yimtzu mal l'sakim b'may yigdol shmem." They're not going to find anything to fix up. How will they become great? Some of them are left over something for their children to become great. So you see, Amor, the obvious, we're not m'sakim everything. Left over certain things for their children to be m'sakim. So the Rabbi said, "Afani the same thing here also. Mokem manich lo yavoisai lizgad aboy. My father's left over place for me to become a god with." In other words, that I have a right to make this din now to tell everybody that they sure does not have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, yeah, this God, this God, so if I have a right to say what they say, this, that they sure is not from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisris from the Yerukos that grow there. Alright, we'll stop here.